is London Burning, the bombing of London's underground, which left over 50 people dead and over 700 wounded, has, in a lesser degree, shown that America's 911 was not an end, but a beginning. Although there is no certainty of the perpetrators, early news reports suggest Islamicists may be involved. For the British, perhaps the numbers 77 will acquire a similar resonance as did 911 for Americans. We wonder if other social and political responses will mirror the American experience. Will the British, inflamed, hurt, and embarrassed at the day's events, announce a bold new initiative featuring contempt for international treaties? Will they rattle their shimmering sabers in the air and growl, "You're either with us or against us"? Will they announce a war against Morocco or Egypt? Not because these countries played any real role in the bombings, but merely to send a message. It is doubtful, doubtful in the extreme, that Britain will do any of the things that America did willy-nilly. That's because the U.S. is an empire, Britain a post-empire. America does virtually whatever it wants. Britain must consult with its international and continental allies. Also, Britain, given its long imperial and colonial history, has long memories. It knew a time when the sun never set on its vast global holdings. The U.S. is in the midst of its imperial stage and cannot conceive of a time when it will not span the globe in dominance and power. Yet, several short generations ago, neither could Britain. No empire sees the rock on which it crumbles and falls. There is another reason why Britain may not imitate their Yankee cousins in rushing to a demonstration war in the Mideast. The reason? Iraq. The Iraq invasion, war, and occupation has not gone well. The British would be stupid to rush into a briar patch such as this. Moreover, British public opinion has been bitterly opposed to the Iraq war and occupation, costing serious parliamentary losses by the ruling Labour Party. There will undoubtedly be repercussions from the bombings of July 7th in London. There will probably be changes in immigration, more intense investigations, and other actions designed to ensure such events do not reoccur. There will probably not be the temper tantrums that occurred in the U.S. That's because England is a mature country, not one drunk on the wine of its youth. It is a junior partner of the newest imperial power, not the leader. The Americans, the people of instant coffee, instant liquid breakfast, instant dinners, and instant wars, leapt into a war ostensibly to stop terrorism and indeed attracted combatants to a new front of its own creation that is waxing stronger each day. I may be wrong, but I don't think Britain will make the same mistakes. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.